We don't have any bulletins today, so we're going to wing it. We're good at winging things. Praise God for that. Our call to worship today is found in the book of Psalms, and you probably all know it by heart. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's stand and sing our first hymn this morning. Let's pray now for the dedications of our tithes and offerings. Let's bow, please. Father, we thank you, Lord, for another day that you've given us. I continue to emphasize that wonderful word of giving. You gave your all. You gave Jesus Christ, your Son, our wonderful Savior, who died for us and who rose again for our sakes, that one day that we may live eternally with you. We thank you now, Lord, for the giving that we just give you praise for the congregation that has given tithes and offerings, the talent, the time that we spend in your word, sharing your word with others. Thank you, Lord, for the outcome of giving. We thank you, Lord, for our houses. We thank you, Lord, for this building, this congregation, the love that we share with one another and with others. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gospel being shared around the world. It's been shared, Lord, with people who we've never seen and never will see. Lord, we just give you thanks and praise for the way that you've just allocated the things that you've given us to give to others. Thank you now for this day. Thank you for the wonderful love that you've blessed us all with. We give you praise and thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Let's sing some...
Thank you.
that one was for missions today. Okay, periodically, I'm required to make some reports regarding the food ministry's activities because it is a nonprofit organization. A couple times a year, I share the reports with others and like to share some updates with our congregation today. This is a year-end report from a couple of the ministries that the food pantry supports. The first I'd like to share, this is from the New Vision Church of Deliverance Incorporated, and this is found in Fishkill. And it says, "To God be the glory, Brother Jim Billups. Dear Brother Jim Billups, we thank God for you, your church, and your food pantry distribution. Your donations to New Vision Church of Deliverance Incorporated throughout 2012 are gratefully acknowledged. Because of your contributions, our congregation has been able to support the work of Jesus Christ locally, regionally, and around the world. For example," these figures are staggering, "our food pantry has expanded feedings to 15,528 people. Our clothing pantry has expanded giving coats to 1,463 people. We moved to our permanent location, glory to God. Summer lunch program, we feed 61,000 meals to children during the year. During our Angel Tree Project Blessing Thanksgiving dinner for seniors and Christmas dinners and gifts for community, we were able to feed hot meals to 2,657 people, as well as provide boxes of food for 27 families during Thanksgiving and 42 boxes of food for families during Christmas. God has been good, and with your support, New Vision has truly been a blessing to God's people. We have been blessed to see the bread of life, to share the living waters, Jesus Christ, with everyone that has come to receive. I can only imagine the number of souls that are being touched each day. We could not have done any of the above if God had not touched your heart to bless us with weekly donations to our food pantry. Once again, thank you for your generous commitment to the work of Jesus Christ through his church. Sincerely, Edward O. Benson, Senior Pastor." This is a ministry that is starting to share with us now pickups from the Hannaford in Pauling. And on Wednesdays, they relieve me from going on Wednesdays. And on Fridays also, they go to Pauling to pick up. What a blessing they are. But those numbers are really, really staggering. They've reached a lot of people. Then the other is New Horizon Evangelical Outreach Ministries. And that's in Stormville, New York. It says, "To whom it may concern, this letter about to God be the glory, for recognition in continuous supplying New Horizon Evangelical Outreach Ministries with fresh foods, produce, fruits, and meats is just a little note to let you know that you have helped many hungry people in the city of Poughkeepsie. Throughout the year, you have worked diligently with the ministry. If we have a greater need for more supplies, you try to add more boxes to meet our request. It should be added that I personally thank you for even making the extra trips to my residence when I was not able to make our regular rendezvous." I'll kind of elaborate on that particular statement right now. Pastor Robertson's wife is battling cancer. He has not been able to be as mobile now as he has been in the past. So rather than him trying to meet me where we would normally meet at Stop and Shop, I would go to his house and deliver some food to his house. And then from there, he would take food out to the other ministries. But his wife is battling cancer pretty bad, and we just keep her in prayer. I know that this added to your already heavenly schedule. However, you made those trips without a complaint to me. It saved me from a great deal of headache. All I can say is thank you very, very, very much, Mr. James Billings, Reverend Robert W. Robinson, pastor and shepherd. And it's the New Horizon Evangelical Outreach Ministries. So these are just a couple of the few ministries that the God Be the Glory does support. And the numbers of people, I guess, we'll really, really never know how many people we're reaching. But you know, it years ago, I'm working on my fifth year now. And again, you know, it started with Cortland James, who's with the Lord now, to, you know, handing out sandwiches and so forth, he and his wife, there on the main streets of Poughkeepsie. It's been really very important ministry. Thank you for your support, your prayers, the financial support. I think without this church, you know, we would not be able to do what we're doing now. So praise God for that. We'll have some praise and prayer time now, and if anyone want to share any praises that they have, please do so. Yes.
I'm not going to toot your horn, but I am truly blessed by you, Dad, every day with your food pantry ministry. And it doesn't matter how you're feeling, you do it 24/7. I know God has truly blessed you, and I've seen it. I appreciate that because looking as your daughter, it's great to see you be continuously faithful to God and doing what God has called you to do, because it has actually made me a stronger person because God has really used you. So thank you.
Yeah, I got a few things to say. This morning, Carol Wiltman called and she says that she was sick. Now, this happened last week. So it makes me think that we might as well pray for her to be healed. And, you know, it's a good thing that, you know, Dad and I were available and he was able to go to Stop and Shop and we found not one or two, but three carts full of the free stuff, you know, and we was able to deal with all that. And so, and now, another thing I want to say, let's see, now I got four Sunday service recordings uploaded, as well as on those CDs, you know, which includes like the last one from 2012, as well as January 20th of 2013. And so they're available for listening, and I was able to get them done and ready for listening. Okay, and another thing I want to say, now I've shown a few of you guys this BOCES catalog that shows like, sometimes called, you might have heard about TCI, but it's actually called CTI, which is something for high school students to have job placements and stuff. And so it doesn't apply to people like me, like who have graduated college, you know, like I have a bachelor's degree, you know. But yet, even though I've been unemployed, I was still able to help out with the food ministry, and as well as help them out with my parents with a few things they got to do, and even sell a few things on eBay. Well, not making much money there, but, you know, there were times when I was wondering, what does the Lord want me to do if I could be in the road to success or something, even in these tough economic times, so that could be another thing to pray for.
Right. Great, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I think over a week ago, I put a young girl named Adriana on our prayer list and the prayer chain. This week, I heard from my son, and he reports that she did start out with a tumor in her hip and her shoulder when I called everyone. The cancer has spread to all of her bodies, and she's not going to make it. But they're not saved. She's not saved. I just, I think our prayer should be that someone, somehow, according to God's will come upon this family and give them some hope in Christ, and especially for her.
Thank you.
Yes.
I thank you for praying for my father. He still had another setback after his procedure, so. But yeah, I had a conversation with him this week, and he got him to laugh, and that was really great. That was so great. And to hear his laughter was like so good, because it's not really his fault that he's depressed, because he's so sick, and he's on so much medication that he just can't help it.
Brent?
Yeah, I just want to thank the Lord. I had an experience 3 days ago. We don't have, when I retired, we didn't have any more dental. So I found a place that I could go to in Charlotte, New Hampshire, that serviced the sheriff's department where I used to work. So they handled that account. This was just a nice thing this guy did. Anyway, my wife got a new program as an EMT, and they have a good dental plan now. So I went on her plan, and I got even a better deal on it. I hadn't been to the dentist in a year and a half or so, so I hadn't had any checkups or anything like that. It felt pretty good. Just had a little sore tooth, my face. Just everything normal, feeling pretty good and so on. And it just goes to show you, when God's in control of things, that I had no knowledge of anything. When they did some x-rays, and I said, well, I just had them the other place I used to go to about 6-8 months ago. And I don't like to take anything, medications, anything, unless I absolutely have to. Long story short, they went in and they did the x-rays. I was in just for cleaning and checkup. They found a mass down around this tooth that I had been, you know, irritated with from time to time, go away and come back. It was way down along the jawbone and whatnot. They showed this to me. And I said, wow, what is this? I said, well, we don't know what it is, but everything's suspended right now. You have to go into surgery and have this thing taken out. And we're going to probe it and see what's going on. So they opened me up on the side. They located me and all that. But I had over 13, 14 shots. One of them went through my tongue. I can hardly speak right now because of it. I praise God for, I tried to talk him out of, you know, having new x-rays. Thank God they wouldn't listen. They said, no, you got to have a new set, because you're with us now, and so on. Well, long story, they got down in there, and they found out that there was just centimeters next to more teeth, and they might have to remove teeth all on one side of my jaw. They were able to go down in there. Had they not had all that Novocaine in there, I don't know what I would have done, because right now I didn't take my medication this morning, and it's killing me. But they went in and they had to scrape all along my bone down in there. It was a mess. I don't know how I got through it, to tell you the truth, but God, He takes care of us. Something that I had no knowledge of. And they said, had you left this about another week or two, maybe a month, you might have survived, but you would have just died just like that, because it would have overwhelmed your body in the way it works. It goes to your heart, and your heart would just stop and you would have been gone. So it's a miracle you came in here, and a good thing. And I thank the Lord for that, because I have no knowledge. See, our Heavenly Father just looks out for us. I just praise God for that. I'm so thankful this morning, because I would have went on, and I could have not been here in a month or so. But they took care of it, and it's a lot of pain and whatnot. No big deal. I just keep taking that, and I can't eat anything. I have to use a straw, take liquids and whatnot for another week or so. But I praise God for that. You know, God looks out for us all. We don't know, any of us in this congregation, but are going to be here from week to week or day to day. But our Heavenly Father is watching over us. And if we do pass away from whatever, we have eternal life in heaven. For those of us who are born again through the blood of Christ and His covenant and His protection in the meantime, with His angels, look out for us. And God is looking out for me. I praise God for that. Nothing that I can do. I've done it myself.
You know, Randy and I go back a long, long way. And, you know, now Randy, I didn't ask for a mini sermon there. And it would take a lot for you not to talk.
That's right.
You know, believe me.
But I had to share it.
I know you did. I know you did. What a blessing you are. Thank you. Well, thank you very, very much.
God bless you.
Yes.
I'd like to thank God, as well as Pastor Jim and the church, for the undivided support. Help me with re-entry again, you know. It's good to have Pastor Jim to call to help me with my affairs. There's not many positive places in Poughkeepsie in the city, so coming here Sunday is like a refuge, you know, like a safe haven, you know, give the word, you know, for good people.
Yep.
You know, like in the same, kids in the streets, every place that gives us something for free, is 1,000 people there, you know, so and maybe 10 of them really need it, you know what I'm saying, but it's good to have your food pantry to help out the ones who need it, you know, and the veterans, the disabled, people who can't work and stuff, things of that nature, you know, mm-hmm. those who can should try to help support, you know, the church and this cause, you know, but I just thank everybody, you know.
Thank you.
I forgot to say something that's a really big praise. I have a friend who's retired, a psychologist, who's on the board of directors of like everything. And I think back some months ago, I came in with that, the homeless vets, you know, how awful it is for them. Now the nonprofit agencies are building houses for them, and there's one going up on Smith Street. There's going to be 10 so far. So I'm so happy. And he told me that, so I called him this morning, I was like, oh, what a relief, you know? So, that's really an answer to prayer.
Good. Wonderful. Yes, Martin.
Yeah. Had a nice visit with Madeline and Bob, and Madeline's little dog, Mickey, came over for a visit. Bob says he's interested in, I guess it's Buddha. So, I got him to take my Oswald Chambers. And I told him, and it's the truth, every time I read Oswald Chambers, I don't really understand him as well as the devotional that I have. So he took that, so I'm hoping that he will not dabble so much in something that's not, it's just useless. Another thing, I had an MRA. And it's like being in a spaceship. I have never seen such elaborate mechanics that go on. I got through it and all that. It was an experience. Again, I have to keep my mouth shut. You know, I was praising the Lord, though. I mean, I was doing good.
Yes.
Praise the Lord for Nate, for all he's done for me. I just had my brain MRI again for the brain tumor, and that's still fine, not growing, which I knew. I turned it over to God years ago, and he's taken care of that. I did an MRI in my neck, and there isn't pressure on the spinal cord that they thought there was. They're flattening, but I have a lot more severe arthritis that's causing trouble. So just wear the neck collar more and put up with it, that's all.
But
he takes care of it and keeps me going every day.
Praise
the Lord for that
every day. Praise the Lord for you. Thank you. Anyone else this morning? Pastor?
Morning. Well, we have a good bunch of praises and a good bunch of prayer requests, so let's address the Lord. Our Father in heaven, we have much to thank you for. We thank you, first of all, for the Lord Jesus, who paid the penalty for our sins on the cross so that we can have fellowship with you and eternal life and forgiveness of sins. We just can't thank you enough for that, Lord. We are grateful and express that this morning. We thank you for what we've heard here. We thank you for being with Amy all these years, Lord, and giving that tumor to you, and it hasn't grown. And we just praise you for that. We thank you for your healing power. Lord, we just thank you, too, for being with Jim Billups and giving him the energy to get up and out with the food pantry ministry. And we just pray that you continue to do that and that he would be able to have the help that he needs, too. We pray you would raise that up. And Lord, we have heard of those that are dealing with sickness right now. We think of the two Carols, Lord Carol Blake and Carol Woltman, dealing with the flu. We just pray that you'd raise them up. Just touch them with your healing hand. Lord, if there's others that need your healing touch, we ask that you work too and that you would receive the glory for it. We think of Adriana, Lord. We think of this terminal cancer that she's dealing with. And Father, we just lift her up to you. We know that this physical ailment is extremely serious, but we also know that spiritually she's in jeopardy too. And we just pray that you'd some way, somehow, that she would encounter the gospel up there and that she would receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, it's even though the doctors have labeled that cancer terminal, Lord, we know that they don't have the last word. And we do ask on her behalf, Lord, that you would heal her if it please you. And we'll give you the glory, and we would trust that she would as well. Father, we think of this Pastor Robinson's wife who's dealing with cancer as well, and we just pray for your healing with her as well. Father, we thank you for sparing Randy, that just in the nick of time he learned of this infection at the dentist. We pray that you'd bring complete healing there for him. Lord, we pray you'd be with Brian. We pray that you'd help him with this reentry. Lord, he needs a permanent place to stay. He needs a lot of things, and you know what they are, and we just pray that you'd provide and just work in his life. And we do pray for his leg and foot as well that he's dealing with right now. Lord, we think of Madeline's husband, Bob. We ask that you show him the truth, Lord. May you open his eyes to the Lord Jesus Christ, and may he reject this Buddhism that he seems to be intrigued with. Our Father, we pray for our nation. We just lift up the United States. We pray for your mercy and grace. We pray that things would turn around in every way, Lord, spiritually, morally, economically. We just pray that you would work and work through us. Lord, we know we're, even though we feel like we may have no influence or effect, we are part of the structure here of this country, and use us, Lord, for good. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is one other prayer request that I'd like to acknowledge and mention that wasn't mentioned earlier, and that is, you know, the pickup that Richard Adams had seen its last day at the Junket, and you know, he's put a lot of work into that pickup. I remember last week or whenever it was, passed by here a few days and see him underneath that pickup, you know, working on the gas tank and the fuel pump and the coal and the whole bit. It just saw its last demise, so he's in the market now for another vehicle, preferably something that, you know, he can continue his work with, and that's, you know, in like in picking up scrap metals and so forth, and so it would have to be in the form of a pickup. So if anyone has, you know, any contacts or any help or any whatever, see Rich about it. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, we were just talking after Sunday school today, and, you know, when things like that happen, you know, you feel, wow, you know, the world's coming to an end type of thing. But, you know, the Lord allows certain things to happen and progressions, you know, and sometimes things have to fail and go down before they're picked back up again. So let's keep that request in prayer. I know there's a lot of vehicles out there waiting to be purchased or donated or loaned or whatever. But let's just keep that in prayer. It's kind of major. Okay, thank you very much. Let's have our hymn now. Okay, let's have a hymn. Okay.